I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. Many in our generation try to make out that the apostles were sinful men who were also crowned with the glory of God. Nothing could be further from the truth. The apostles of Christ were manifestations of the gospel they preached. The apostle Paul told us that they renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, he said, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's 2 Corinthians 4:2. Just recently, someone sent me a video of a world-famous preacher who was explaining why those who are greatly anointed of God may go out immediately and commit fornication. He claimed the spirit that was upon them had nothing to do with the spirit that was within them. His teaching was that you could be very immoral or even demon-possessed, yet the Spirit of God would come upon you and anoint you to do the mighty works of God. It honestly seemed to me that this man was justifying a condition of his own heart. When asked by the one who sent me the video what I thought of it, I did not mince words. I simply replied, "The man is reprobate." After God rejected Saul from being king over Israel, the Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him." That's 1 Samuel 16:14. Saul had rebelled against the word of God, so God turned him over to an evil spirit. What is astounding about this is that when the evil spirit came upon Saul, he prophesied, just like he had when the Spirit of God came upon him. The difference is that now an evil spirit was the source of his prophecies. King Saul had fallen from being an instrument of God and became the instrument of an unclean spirit. It was while the evil spirit was upon Saul to prophesy that he attempted to kill David with a javelin. That's in 1 Samuel 18:10-12. A minister who is unclean at heart may indeed have supernatural manifestations, but you can be certain their manifestations are not coming from God, but from the same spirit which works uncleanness in them. The Apostle John was very clear when he said, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous," or as God is righteous. "He that commits sin is of the devil." That's 1 John 3:7-8. A man or woman may be renowned as an anointed prophet or miracle worker, but if they are sinful in heart or action, their anointing is not of God. As John clearly tells us, they are of the devil. When the Apostle Paul told us, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God," in Romans 8:16, he was declaring that the Spirit of Christ within a child of God and the Spirit of God upon them speak in unison. A child of God is an open book, known and read of all men. We're told that in 2 Corinthians 3:2. Their spirit and life will manifest Christ, and they are vessels the Spirit of God can come upon to give an even more powerful witness. However, if the spirit within them is unclean, the spirit that comes upon them will not be of God. Peter warned of those who come, he says, "having eyes full of adultery, that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices." He says they're cursed children in 2 Peter 2:14. These ministers are very practiced at getting your money, but they have eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sin. Their words sound wonderful, but their anointing is not of God. You should not fear nor follow them. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Before I go, I want to invite you to join us for Spring Camp Meeting 2024. It's April 11th through 14th at Calvary Outreach Church in Conroe, Texas. You can email us at contact@cochurch.org or call us at 281-572-9200 for more information. Thank you. God bless you, and see you there. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted.